from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly environmental and science series. We've heard plenty over the last few months about how the traditional housing market is collapsing. But here's one home industry that's actually on the rise. Green building, like solar panels and energy-efficient homes. And while government subsidies drive part of that innovation, there's someone else to thank. Regular homeowners and do-it-yourselfers willing to try out new technologies. Amy Standen reports from two Bay Area backyards.
Down, lay down, good boy.
While Jet, a boxer, settles down near his feet, Chris Beaudoin spins the 7-foot-tall plastic wind turbine that he's mounted on the roof of his garage near Twin Peaks in San Francisco.
Is that fun?
Yeah. Sometimes I come down here and spin it just to make sure that it's still working, you know.
Beaudoin's wind turbine looks nothing like those big whirling propeller blades you see out on Altamont Pass by 580. Instead, it's a narrow gray cylinder made of two vertical plastic strips that twist around each other, kind of like a DNA helix. Beaudoin, who works as a flight attendant, says that to him, the turbine looks like sculpture, which is a good thing because at about $18,000, this rig will not come cheap. But then Beaudoin's always been a wind guy.
I've always enjoyed wind from when I was a child and just sitting in fields and feeling the wind. And my late partner, who died in 1998, I tend to have this metaphysical feeling that he's in the wind. A lot of people said to me, why don't you do solar? Well, it's because I think I have more of an emotional sort of connection to wind. I like to see things move. So.
And a little later this year, that movement will also generate electricity.
I'm hoping from the two units on a windy day to meet 30% of my electrical needs. That will mean that I'm taking in 30% less from PG&E.
Beaudoin thought he might have a hard time getting permission to do this. After all, San Francisco doesn't have building codes yet for residential wind turbines. But he had a friend in City Hall.
I've become a complete lefty nut Berkeley type of mayor. I say that lovingly.
Gavin Newsom, who is easing the permit process for home turbines, says he wants to see micro wind projects like this one take off the way solar has.
They can get a small cup size or a sort of a big gulp size wind installation that can do their front porch light. And then they may think, okay, my garage can be due if I do 10 of these.
But this isn't just about wind, says Newsom. It's an open invitation to all the backyard experimenters in general, to people like Dixon Beatty.
So you can see I have 28 photovoltaic panels there. So, and you can see one of my four flat plate solar thermal collectors above the other array there.
Dixon Beatty and his partner, Stephanie Parrott, have completely gutted and redesigned their West Oakland home around green technologies. Solar panels for electricity, extensive insulation throughout, and a solar thermal system which directs heat from the sun to a water storage tank in the basement. That hot water provides radiant floor heating for the whole house and endless hot showers. The utility bill, says Beatty, is almost nil. He loves it.
For me, I'm excited to check how hot my tank is. I'm always impressed. I'm always excited. I'm almost never disappointed.
Still, the scale of this project is a little intimidating. One look at the web of pipes and valves in Beatty's basement would make some of the less handy among us run screaming back to PG&E.
This just to me looks like ridiculously complicated.
That's partially my fault. That's partially my fault because I have made some revisions and changed some things.
And some experiments fail. Beatty drilled two 250-foot wells under his driveway as part of a geothermal heating system. The idea was to harvest warmth from deep underground to compensate for the solar systems on rainy days. But Beatty calls that project
a humiliating defeat.
That's no small admission, given the thousands of dollars they spent on it. But so it goes for the early adopters of green technology. Look at solar panels 30 years ago. First, a few DIY types figured things out in their backyards. Eventually, government and private industry got involved, and these days, photovoltaic panels are almost commonplace. David Johnston, a green building consultant in Boulder, Colorado, and president of whatsworking.com, says that today we're seeing that cycle revving up on a massive scale.
What we're experiencing across the board is what we call the renaissance of the building industry, especially around homes. We're seeing innovation, creativity, experimentation, unlike anything we've seen in the last 100 years.
Ultimately, says Johnston, entire cities will be transformed.
You'll see solar on every available panel. We will see buildings, for example, that have green roofs that are vegetated. We're going to have insulation strategies that are way beyond our imagination today.
And these days, local and state governments are inclined to encourage some green innovations. The state of California chips in to help homeowners buy and install solar panels and residential wind turbines. San Diego residents are the first in the state to get help with their solar hot water systems, thanks to a new state law signed in October. But anything else, you're on your own, for now. For Quest, I'm Amy Standen, KQED Radio News.
You can make Quest even better. Take a short online survey for a chance to win a $50 gift certificate to Amazon at kqed.org/quest.